Christopher turned to me.
If I had known what it was like to be shattered, I would have rather died.
Don't say that.
It's the truth.
Christopher, you matter to me. Shattered or not, you are my friend. Christopher opened his arms. The books fell to the floor. He clutched at me, long fingers gripping my shoulders.
Don't go. Don't go to that terrible place, or he will shatter you, and then you'll be alone. You'll be like me. Don't go, mistress.
Jim moved, but I shook my head. What terrible place? Christopher shook his head.
Don't go. Don't leave.
I won't go. But you have to tell me the name of the place.
You don't understand.
Christopher looked at me, and in his blue eyes I saw pure panic.
You don't understand. I'll follow you to the ends of the earth, but not there. I cannot go there again.
I wouldn't go there either if I knew where there was. It's okay. Just tell me.
No. No, it's not.
It will be okay. Christopher reached out, touched the strand of my hair that had slipped out of my braid, and yanked it, ripping some hair out. Jim lunged at Christopher, knocking him back. The thin man fell on the floor. I rammed Jim with my shoulder.
No!
Christopher scrambled to his feet, wild-eyed, a few strands of my hair in his hand.
Don't trust the wolf!
He turned and fled down the hallway.
What the hell? I'm gonna have him sedated.
He knows something. I don't know if he had a vision or someone told him something, but it freaked him out and he can't explain it. Let's see what he does with the hair. I might be able to figure it out from there. Hair, like body fluids, retained the magic of its owner once removed from the body. A year ago, I would have killed Christopher to retrieve my hair, because studying it would reveal all my secrets. But my secrets were about to burst into the open anyway. Hugh knew the truth. Roland probably knew it as well, and sooner or later, everyone would know. I had to come to terms with it. If someone told him something, it has to be either someone in the pack or some kind of divination magic.
I'll put a guard on him, someone discreet. If he's getting his information from some apparition that manifests in his bedroom at night, I don't want him sharing your hair with it.
What wolf do you think he was talking about?
Beats me.
There were more than 600 wolves in the pack, and I didn't have many fans among them.
And you say I'm paranoid. What about him?
He's shattered. What's your excuse?
I have to work with your ass. You've driven me to my limits.